990-0018. Go ahead.
Okay, Gordy, here's your read back. Direct rendezvous. Direct rendezvous is 188-01-3593-5540-800-320 minus 0005 plus 37430 minus 72507 5866-9-56907 00320-05359 1-88-55-570-10900-629-622 Remark, one rev late take is 190-0018. Over.
Okay, that was a good read back. Now I have a co-elliptic SM band. TIG is 188-04-1400-55390-00380 minus 0005 plus 37430 minus 72507 58630 56907 00380 Rest of the pad down to LEM weight is NA. Your LEM weight is 10900. And DHA and HP are NA. Over.
Okay, Gordy, call it the greenback 1-88-04-1400-553-90-00380 minus 0005 plus 37430 minus 72507 58630 56907 00380 The rest of that is in A except for limb weight 10900 over.
Okay, that's a good read back. Turn to page 10. I have the CSI band co-elliptic.
And Gordy, I'm starting to pick up the breakers on panel 11.
Okay, Jim.
Okay, Gordy, CSI on page 10.
Okay, TIG is 189-01-5381. TIG at TBI is 190-55-0000. 981 is 0539. And LVY is a plus all balls. 373-05419-06550 plus 0539 plus all balls and plus 0012.
Okay, CSI pass. 189-01-5381. 190-55, all zeros. Plus 0539, plus all zeros. 05419-06550, plus 0539, plus all zeros, plus 1-2, over.
Okay, that's a good readback. That's all I have for you.
This is Apollo Control at 186 hours, 54 minutes. We've just had loss of signal now with Ron Evans aboard the command and service module. Everything going very smoothly at this time in our preparations for lunar liftoff. We'll be reacquiring the command module in about 45 minutes. And at that time, we plan to reconfigure the CAPCOM or air-to-ground circuits with the two vehicles so that we have both the command and service module and the lunar module on the same circuit with a single spacecraft communicator operation. Included in the string of numbers read up to the crew aboard Challenger by CAPCOM Gordon Fullerton was the time that will be used for ignition.
Page 4.
Roger, Jim.
The ignition time for lunar liftoff now, as passed up to the crew, is 188 hours, 1 minute, 36 seconds. And that burn time on the lunar module ascent engine will be 7 minutes, 20 seconds.
Okay, Gordon, the rendezvous radar looks a little warm. It's I'm reading about 90 degrees.
Okay, 90.
Okay, Gordy, are you ready for ag status to operate?
Let me check. We're ready, Jack. Go ahead.
Okay, Gordo, now 72, R2 is not variant. I've got both shaft and trunnion cross pointers variant.
Okay, yeah, we copy that.
Okay, Gordy, on a radar test, everything is go, everything is within limits. The only anomaly is one I just reported.
Okay, Gino, in 20 seconds here, on the hour even, we'll have a sight hand over to Goldstone.
Okay.
Gino Houston, you can go ahead and park the radar at 0 and 30.
Yeah, it's going there right now, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Okay, Houston, the ag gyro calibration is complete, and looks pretty good. I guess Z's a Z's a little more than you'd expect, I guess.
Okay, Jack. Challenger, Houston, words on the radar. When you parked it there, we saw it go to the proper places. From all our indications, the interface between the radar and the things is okay, and our best guess is some kind of self-test problem.
Okay, Gordy, thank you. Rate gyros are good.
Roger.
Okay, Gordy, I'm going to go to auto on the S-band if you want it.
Okay, we're go, and go ahead for the check.
Okay, Gordy, yeah, I'll give you a call before I fire, but we're going to process getting ready for the RTS.
Roger.
Okay, Gordo, here we go.
Cernan and Schmidt at this time are firing the reaction control system thrusters in what's called the hot fire test. Everything continuing to progress smoothly towards liftoff at 188 hours, 1 minute, 36 seconds. And we expect to have the lunar surface television up and in operation in about 10 minutes.
Gordy, the act check looked good.
Roger. It looked good here also.
Okay, System A, Quad 4, talk back, still sticky.
Roger, Jack.
Okay, here we go on a ping, Gordy.
Okay, Jim.
Look good here, Gordy. And you've got Theta and Pooh.
Okay, your uplinks are coming. We'll give you a vector and zero to Posnick cells. Your RLS is okay. Challenger Houston, we'd like you to put the ascent batteries on according to the procedures on the next page, 8-8. Just a little early because of preconditioning noticed before descent. And we've checked your RGAs during the hot fire and your hot fire itself. They both look good.
Thank you, Colonel.
And Challenger, it's your computer now.
Thank you.